ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
I love it. We have an amazing word tonight. It's going to carry you rich there. Praise the Lord. You see, on ninth, please pay attention. I need everyone's rapt, undivided attention. On nights like this, usually we want a word from the Lord and we want to have a good year. You know, many people are excited about the new year for different reasons. In New York, some people are probably, well, maybe it has happened. I don't know what time zone they are in. It hasn't happened yet. So they are waiting for fireworks and countdown. You know, every year the Burj Khalifa usually has that thing. Some people are waiting for 12 so they can share a New Year kiss. It's a tradition for different people. No, it's Christmas. That's Christmas. Different people are excited. Please pay attention. Different people are excited for the new year for different reasons. All right? But then we are believers. We are people who believe in the one who can declare the end from the beginning. We are people who believe in the one who can call tomorrow as if it was yesterday. And that's exactly why we are gathered here. Come on, are you with me? That's exactly why we are gathered here. So I want to share. Now, some people usually come for crossover services for different reasons. For some people, crossover services is usually about the praise. Are you getting me? It's about the praise. But if you came here just looking for some good time, let me jam, you are in the wrong place. Amen. 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 Somebody's probably wondering, what kind of crossover pastor is this? Anyways, let me start by saying that there is no year that is ever going to be great for everybody. There is no year. Did you not see Shege this year? You see, there are members of the equipping center that are not even Nigerian. They know what Shege is. There is no year that is going to be a good year all the 365 days for everybody. No year. As a matter of fact, there is no biblical prophecy that promises that the year will be a great year throughout. None. None. Come on, are you with me? None. So on nights like this, we want a word because we want a great year. But can I tell you something? Bigger than a great year, God's emphasis is a better you. Wait first. I promise I'm not saying that because it sounds like a punchline. I'm saying that because it is true. Better than a great year, God's emphasis is a better you. Tofumi, are you ready for me? I want to show us something. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Turn your Bibles. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Nina Makasaida. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Hey, another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, my emphasis is on the A part. You see, Paul is making a diagnosis for us. And he's saying that there is an infirmity that exists among men. And that infirmity is we don't know what we actually should pray for. We don't know the things that we need. Please, are you with me? We don't know the things that we need. So, many times when we gather for times like this, we are usually gathering because we are trusting the Lord for a car, a house, a better year. I don't want the problems I saw last year to be the same ones I will see next year. And we are looking for all those things. But the word the Lord gave me is something deeper than that. There is something that can be deeper. There is something that can... In fact, let me put it this way. There is a principle in God that is stronger than prayer. There is a principle in God that is stronger than your faith. There's a principle in God that is stronger than even the anointing. It's called purpose. It's called purpose. So we can come and say, Lord, have you, people that have worked with God know this. Have you ever gone into the place of prayer with a list of prayer points? And then as you went in to pray, few minutes into prayer, you realize that your prayer list was not what was on the heart of the Lord. Because many times we have a faulty and a skewed perspective of what we think we need. We have a faulty and a skewed perspective of what we think is good for us. And that's exactly what is called an infirmity. There is a weakness. There is a weakness. The context of this verse basically is that the Spirit helps us desire the things that we should desire. But I said all that for this purpose. There is an infirmity amongst men because we may want to desire the things that God does not even want to desire for us. Have you seen, how do I put this now? When you read through scripture, you realize that there were unbelievers, heathen kings who were aided by God. Have you ever seen people who, they are unbelievers, but you know the activities of the divine are at work in their lives. And I assure you, it's not the devil, it's God. Because even biblically speaking, and then I will show you, as far as a man is aligned with the plan of God, he will be aided by God. He will be aided by God. So I'll give you a story. Isaiah chapter 45. Give me Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 1. Isaiah 45 from verse 1. Isaiah 45 and verse 1. Talk for me, please. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaf gates and the gates that shall be shut. Let me see verse 2. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So this is what the Lord is saying to Cyrus. And it is strange that the Lord will call Cyrus his anointed, because Cyrus was not a Jewish king. It was only Jewish kings that were anointed into office. And as such, it was a sign that they were the elect of the Lord. Are you with me? It was a sign that they were selected of the Lord. But Cyrus was a heathen king. And Cyrus was called the Lord's anointed. Cyrus was, and then he said, I will loose the loins of kings before him. So somebody might be standing on the corner and say, oh Lord, loose the loins of kings. Loose, 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 loose. Cyrus, I assure you, he did not pray. But God said, thus saith the Lord to Cyrus. Is it not strange that Pharaoh did not dream before he slept, but he had a dream about the next 14 years of his economy? Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about the civilizations that will be in power till Jesus comes. The authorities that will be in power. But look at what he says. He said, thus says the Lord to Cyrus, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Why did the Lord say this for Cyrus? 2 Chronicles chapter 36 from verse 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 22. He says, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. Please, can we read that until accomplished like a mass choir? 1, 2, go. So, look at this. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all the kingdom and put it also in writing. Now, Cyrus allowed the Jews go and build the temple and worship God. He allowed them worship their own God. But this, Cyrus did not just, the Lord stirred Cyrus and Cyrus could do. Now, God was very interested with kings in the Bible because, of course, God partners with men to have his will be accomplished on the earth. Are you with me? God partners with men to have his will be accomplished on the earth. But then God stirred up Cyrus so that the prophecy of Jeremiah will be accomplished. And because Cyrus partnered, and because God's will be done. So if Cyrus is going to partner with God's will, Cyrus will enjoy help from the Lord, whether he was a heathen king or not. But because he was partnering with God's plan, he was called the Lord's anointed. It had nothing to do with how much he prayed. It had everything to do with where he was. Who was Cyrus partnering with? Come on, are you still here? So we see that we see some things in scripture that are just unavoidable. The blood of Jesus touched the ground and then the earth revolted. How can the blood of the Son of God touch me? And then there was darkness. There was darkness. It was already spoken about. There was dark. So it doesn't matter who was praying and saying, "Oh Lord, my wedding is today. Let the light show." Huh? Let the light show. That darkness will happen. It doesn't matter who was praying and saying they had been farming for 3 years in the days of Elijah. Let there be darkness today. Let the rain not fall today. Let the rain fall tomorrow. Today is my wedding. It doesn't matter who prayed. Elijah said, "Before the Lord, whom I stand." It means that what I'm about to say is in perfect union with what God's plan for Israel is. He said, "I hear the sound of an abundance of rain." That rain will break forth. So greater than whoever was praying was the plan of the Lord. The Bible said Ishmael came from Abraham. And because Ishmael came from Abraham, the Lord said 12 princes will come out of this man. So Ishmael was in the desert with Hagar. Hagar carried Ishmael into the wilderness. And as she carried Ishmael into the wilderness, Ishmael was crying and she put Ishmael afar off, not wanting to see him die. And then she walked away. And she walked away and she stayed. But do you know what the Bible said? The Bible did not say God heard the cry of Hagar. It said God heard the cry of Ishmael. Because God's plan must come to pass, God will hear the cry of the lad. God will hear the cry of the lad. Isaiah 46:10. He said, let's read this like a mass choir. 1, 2, go. And I will do all my... This is speaking about our God. He says, declaring the end from the beginning. He said, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel. The Bible tells us, Isaiah still says, he said he can call a ravenous bird from the east to come and feed a man, to execute. He can call a stranger from a far country to execute his counsel. So the ravenous bird will come because the ravenous bird is to execute the counsel of God. It is only his plan that will stand. Listen, I said all that to say this. The reason why many prophecies have been spoken and will not come to pass is most times is two reasons. Number one, it's a laziness problem. Because nothing works in the hands of a lazy man, not even prophecy. Not even prophecy. Number two, it's a context problem. It's a context problem. So the children of Israel, are you aware that the Bible tells us that the children of Israel provoked God with their unbelief? Come on, are you here? He said they provoked God with their unbelief. So they remained in unbelief, yet they saw miracle after miracle. Think about it. Does that not scatter your theology that faith is what brings miracles? Guys, are you with me? It scatters your theology that faith is usually what births miracles. But Even when they were in unbelief, they saw miracle after miracle. That Moses in Exodus 14 will cry to the Lord. He will say, "We are the Red Sea." And the Lord will say, "Why are you crying to me? Stretch your rod." It means that God expected that when he told him, "With this rod in your hand, you will do signs and wonders." He knew, he was expecting that Moses just trust his word enough and divide this thing. Birds came and then fed them. So look at this. Look at this. Like I said, it's a context problem. Someone can begin to prophesy to you and say, "This year, ravens will come and feed you." Or, "This year, the Red Sea will part on your behalf." Now, the children of Israel, the reason the Red Sea parted was because it was God's plan that the Messiah was going to come from the lineage of Judah. Are you here? It was God's plan that the Messiah was going to come from that lineage. But you missed your boss. You missed your boss. Your reason is petty. So you are now saying, "Oh Lord, part the Red Sea." No, you'll be late. Maybe we overestimate our importance. So anyone on social media can say their mind freely and no one will beat you. So we think that the world revolves around us. But there is something strong the Bible says in 1 John. He said, 1 John 5 basically tells us that God, that when we pray, God will give, but even if it is in accordance with his will. God is not a cosmic errand boy. God is not a cosmic errand boy. God is not the one that we are going to stand, and then as we stand, we're just going to try and do, you know, use him to get every other thing. No. And that's why, like I said, make no mistake, even when God partners with unbelievers, he will still, if they die, they still go to hell. Yes, they'll still go to hell. But it's something to note that from scriptures, there could be believers or there could be people who follow Yahweh and God will use unbelievers. I've said this, you could be saved and be useless to the Lord. Yes. You could be saved and be useless to the Lord. And you are still on your way to heaven or useless to Jesus. I'm trying to say that while we are here, trying to enter 2024 prophetically, so you are saying it is, you are looking for, is your year of newness. As the ravens fed Elijah, ravens will feed you. Maybe, hold on. Maybe that's what we are looking for. But hold on, why did the ravens feed Elijah? Elijah said in chapter 19, he said, "I have been zealous for the Lord." Because Elijah was a loud voice that was zealous for the Lord, he must be sustained. He must be sustained. Because the Messiah must come from the tribes of Judah, the children of Israel must be sustained. It had nothing to do with them. It had everything to do with his plan. Isaiah 46. He said, he declares the end for him. "My counsel shall stand." Hey, I want to tell you something. Next year, rather than looking for what, rather than doing what God will be, rather than doing something and looking for the Lord to bless it, look for what God is blessing and do it. Look for what the Lord is blessing and do it. You might be here and you are looking for a prophetic word into 2024, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 8. Luke chapter 5, verse 8. Move me fast, please. Look at this. Now, the backdrop of the story was Simon had toiled all night. Let me press on that a bit. Listen, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel, come on, are you with me, guys? The children of Israel, they had seen many miracles. They had seen miracles again and again and again. And the Lord said, "It's okay. Choose." Have you ever simped on a girl that did not like you before? Kingsley, thank God you are very honest. You know, when we talk about it, everybody likes to pretend like they have game. So imagine you take this fine girl out, you are buying her things, you are taking her out, you pick her from work, you drive her to the house. You take her from the house. You drive her everywhere. She says, please, I need a quick help. You pick her up. You take her to where she needs help too. And then you drive her back. And she says, you're such an elder brother to me. Does your elder brother do what I do? Elijah called the children of Baal. Listen, let me say something. Again, look at what I said. Let me even go back, piggyback a bit. Elijah called the children of Baal. And then he called them. And he called down fire. The children of the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the groves, 850 of them, tried all they did. And then fire didn't come. And then Elijah did his own. And after that sign they had seen, Elijah told them, choose ye this day who you shall serve. If God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. For many of us, how long will we try to get things from God alone? Better than what God wants to give you is who he wants to make you. Because we are always looking for things, but there's an infirmity amongst men. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. Look at this. The backdrop of this story, Luke chapter 5. He said, Peter had been fishing. He had been trying everything that he had wanted to get. And then he didn't get anything. And then Jesus said, let me use your boat to preach. Look at this. Jesus said, let me use your boat to preach. And then he used his boat to preach. And he said, Jesus now told him, cast your net to the right side. And he cast his net. And as he cast his net, what happened? He caught fish. Are you aware it is impossible for you to be fishing there? And then you cast your net a little bit from shore in the shallow end and catch so much fish that your net almost breaks. It's impossible. It's either as Jesus was speaking, all the fish started swimming there, or a creative miracle, fishes were being made on that spot. It has to be one of the two. But look at the part of this story that we miss. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He said, for he was astonished, and all those who were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Next verse. And when they brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. The fish that they caught that was a net-breaking miracle, they didn't touch it. They left it all and followed Jesus. So next time I say this 2024 is your year of a net-breaking miracle, listen, there's context. There's a reason why these prophetic words don't work. Because most times our loss have amplified it so much that we make it about us. So God is a tool in our hands and it's not about his needs. God is a tool in our hands and it's not about his needs. Even when they brought it, so look at the idea. The idea of that is this. Peter had a call. He had a call. The call on his life was to catch men. It was beyond catching fish. Now, this is not the same for everybody. Not everybody will leave their boat. Some of you, your boat is your platform. Are you listening to me? But Peter's call, there was a call on Peter, but fish was hindering him. Kote Titus was his problem. It was hindering him. But then Jesus showed him a miracle. And then he saw it. And he said, if you can do this one, if you can make me catch this much fish, then it is true that I will catch men. Can I say something? Many of the miracles you experienced, some of the miracles you experienced may not be pointers to just God's goodness. They may be a call to repentance. They may be a call to repentance. They may be the Lord's way of saying, you were worried you will not finish your dissertation, you did. You were worried things will not go well, they did. You were worried you will not get a job. You did. Please pay attention. You were worried all those things will not happen. They came through. The next one is coming. You are still worried. Hezekiah stood. Please pay attention to this. Hezekiah did something intelligent. When the kings came, the five kings, against Hezekiah, Hezekiah brought the letter and laid it before the altar. And he took the onus back to God. He said, Lord, are you not the one that gave this land to our fathers? Are you not the one that gave this? If you were the one that gave this land to our fathers, look, these men are about to take the land that you gave to us. So right now, I may prophesy to you and say, next year you will have lands like the children of Israel. Hold on. Why did they have lands? Because when we read all these stories, we forget the context and all we are seeing is us. All we are seeing is us. All we are seeing is us. There is more in your walk with God than what the Lord can give to you. If God gives you all today, will you still pray? If God gives you all... For some of you, this may not be what you were expecting, and it's good. It's good. Because as the body of Christ, we gather worldwide. And when we gather, what we are looking for is, this year is your year. This year you will get the house. This year, infirmity. Can I tell you something? For some people, the reason why God has not done that thing is not because he can't. It's because he's too petty. There is more in your life that he wants to give to you. The fish was a small thing for Jesus to give Peter. But Peter stayed there and toiled all night. And because he stayed there and toiled all night, the Lord told him, you know what? Cast your net. And he casted it and caught. So net-breaking miracles. Some net-breaking miracles should lead to repentance. So listen, faith is not manipulating God. Faith is not bending the hand of God. Faith is following God. Faith is following God. And I know we have been taught that faith is now. Now. If it's not now, it's not faith. First of all, that's not what the verse means. But think about it. Abraham believed God for 25 years. How now is that faith? How now is that faith? Look at the children of Israel. They were not in faith, but they saw miracles. What does that mean? If your heart is right, even when your faith may not be, you will see miracles. Because at the end of the day, it is about his plan. It is about his plan. It's about his plan. Pray in the spirit where you are. Pray in the spirit a little bit. Mentokas. Saidaba. Eleme freketi godobo sombre ketea. Galimande rebaka sobre ketele mandahas. Belua laka fadra gadi casto prende gede. Lebediko sombre ketekelika brosta hadia. So, barinda kaya. If you don't pray in the spirit, talk to the Lord. Ensure you are talking to the Lord. Mekatagi asomba haya. Mente laga basa tali. Brete kelo kobre keve. Pandra kaida kaida kaida. So labashida bagabande kras. Mende de subadabaya. Pais. Prondele beke zigidikiti subede. Balakanta bratakaya. Sobede gidobo gobo shete kelia. Brataka delegede sukedebe. Endaka subakaida saboranda. Iba la brataka sevele mekoria tamis. Banda kastar daka libere de kento kelwa. Zubra katele ketonge lezidi. Abrotakadi atali. Sheke mambaria. Let's do this for 5 minutes. Just pray. 5 minutes. Let's do this for 5 minutes. Sigh. 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 Patakandere bosaila.
In the name of Jesus, listen, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's one thing to ask for rain. It's another thing when the Lord tells the prophet to ask for rain in the latter rain. Is in the year of the latter rain. It's one thing to ask the Lord for something. It's another thing to ask in the direction of his will. So, like I said, many of the prophetic words we are giving are failing because they lack context. So they say, when you go before the king like Nehemiah, you will find favor. Why did Nehemiah find favor? Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He had everything good going for him. Nehemiah was okay, but his heart was broken because the walls of Jerusalem were still broken down. And because God wanted the walls to rise again, God will give him favor. God will give him favor. Most common verse, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things that will be added unto you. Listen, if you are seeking God because of all other things, you are seeking all other things, using God as a means. Can I say that again? If you are seeking all other things, if you are seeking God because of all other things, what you are truly seeking is all other things, and you are using God as a means. You are using God as a means. There is more. There is more. There is more than all we have, that when we die, it passes away. There is more. Listen, work hard in your career. Have your money. Do all those things. But you can't live for money that perishes alone. Your life must have more meaning than that which passes with time. There is more. Another example, I can prophesy that overnight, like Joseph, from palace to prison, and we say amen, but there is context. The reason why Joseph went from prison to palace, the reason why Joseph went to the palace was so because the Lord knew that there was going to be a time that there was going to be famine, and his other 11 brothers were still alive, and Christ must come from the lineage of one of them. And therefore, they cannot die in famine. They must be sustained. They must be sustained. What am I saying? God's plan, only God's power only flows in the direction of his plan. Are you here? God's power only flows in the direction of his plan. And that's why Jesus will tell us that the signs that we have when we preach the message, they are to confirm the signs. The signs are not an end in themselves. The signs are to point to things that are bigger than themselves. So when you are in the direction of God's plan, I remember someone asked me one time. He said, what's your secret? He said, what's your secret? You know, because people see the meetings I do, I almost said all around the world, but I can say that prophetically, right? People see the meetings I do all around the world for the nations, praise the Lord. They see the meetings I do. So I have meetings in states in Nigeria, have meeting here. We have another one in London in January. That's from tomorrow. We have another one on the 19th of January. And the guy was asking me how, because people knew when I started ministry. And all the, how? I have many things I can say. But can I tell you one thing? God called me. I'm not doing what I'm doing. If you tell me to choose this, I won't be doing this. I'll go and pastor with my spiritual father and be okay. But because God said go, all my ambitions cease. All contradictions cease when his voice speaks. So somebody can be standing, oh Lord, protect, 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 protection, protection, protection. But when they want to kill Jesus, an angel will appear and say, carry the child and go to Egypt. And after 2 years, the angel will come back. After 14 years, right? How many years? 2 years, I think. The angel will come back and say, go back. All those who sought the life of the child are dead. Do you think they died of old age? Somebody is praying for protection. Another person is enjoying protection because they are in God's plan. Because the Messiah must be sustained, protection must happen. Again, Matthew 6:33. If you are seeking God because of other things, you are not seeking God, you are seeking other things. But if your heart is focused on the Lord, delight in the Lord and he will give you the what? Desires of your heart. If you focus on the Lord, he will change your heart. So your heart will now be burning for his cause. And therefore those things will now come to aid his cause. Listen, God is God-centered. God is God-centered. Has nothing to do with us. Has nothing to do with what we like or don't like. Has everything to do with his plan. Has everything to do with his plan. So in 2024, I want to give you a new strategy. There's this idea we have that if I don't pour out all my energy in seeking things, I will not get them. Why don't I give you a new strategy? Leave Of course, take the things you need to do seriously, right? Now, these things don't violate natural laws. There is no how that you can have sustainable money without work. If somebody says, I just pray and money just appears, arrest him. He's a thief. If you check the wisdom, even the leadings of God, most times they lead to wisdom structures. Are you with me? But one way to enjoy the help of God is to carry the Lord's heart. Lord, what are you blessing? Let me do. Lord, what direction is your heart beating? Let me go. If the Lord asks you to do something and you have not done it because you don't have enough, or you have not taken steps in the right direction, and it is time, you've not taken steps in the right direction because you don't have enough, that's why you may not have enough. Because there's nothing you have showed as a step of faith that you are ready to move in. If the Lord has asked you to do, you may be letting go of help by not taking steps in that direction. Romans 9:13, he said, Esau have I loved, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. And when he said hated, of course, it's figurative speech. We did that in church, right? The word hated there is not like he hated Esau, it's just that he was least preferred. It's the language that was used. Esau have I loved, Jacob have I hated. He spoke, and then he now quoted in verse 16, he said, I said to Moses, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy, and compassion on whom I will show compassion. If you read that context, basically, the verse, it basically shows one thing. The weight of favor a man will have is dependent on his kind of assignment. Listen, can I tell you something? Don't go to heaven and realize that you could have flown, but you were trekking all along. Don't go to heaven and realize that there was more that could have come out of your life, but because you were chasing things that pass away with time, I always say this all the time, that when I stand before Jesus, I will look back and see the nations behind me. There must be more that will come out of my life. More. I must live for more than myself. Solomon in Ecclesiastes said, vanity upon vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. Because that is the life of an existentialist. Someone that thinks that all there is all there is to life. There must be more to your life. So rather than saying, Father, bless me next year, Lord, who will be blessed on my account next year? Lord, what is your heartbeat? What direction is your cause? What direction is your favor going? Lord, I'm about to partner in that direction. I want to say one. Listen, what exactly is the Lord's plan? It is his heart that all men be saved. What is your quota in that contribution? Lord, I will not die in 2024. You will not die, but why should you not die? Let me ask you that question. I'm not saying you should die. I'm just asking you that question. Because God is the owner of life. So if he is the owner of life, what exactly is your life contributing to his cause? Lord, prosper me. Why? Why? To show others that I've arrived to. Why? Most times we come before God with a very spiritual motive. So we may sing and dance and praise and say, Lord, you know you, and we forget that we are serving a God who our hearts are naked before. A God who sees us as we are. Lord, there must be more for me next year. Why? Why? Our lust worships our needs and us. There must be something more. Listen, next year, maybe you don't live in Birmingham. Find a local church and be committed to. Find a local church and be committed to God's cause in that local church. Especially because of the system we live in, Sundays pay more. Go to church. Some of us may not, have people in church who are nurses and doctors, and then there are times like this, but if you can, people's days. Or let there be some things that are holy in your life. Are you aware? God said nothing when the king did everything, Belshazzar. But when he said, bring me the holy cups, the vessels that they use, bring it. Let's use it to party. That's when a hand appeared. And God said, you had done everything. I said nothing. But this one, you had gone far. Let there be milestones of consecration in your life. Next year, rather than checking for something more, seek for the God that is more than all. Seek for the God that, because can I tell you something? Next year, there will be tough times. Next year, there will be things you wish could have been better. And it's not prophecy of doom. There will be. We live in a fallen world. Maybe it hasn't dawned on us. We live in a fallen world. The economy worldwide is having issues. People in Canada are complaining. People in the US are complaining. So there is nowhere you will go to that there is not something wrong. But God's plan is not really to bring us out of problems. God's plan is even in Egypt, you can be in Goshen. Not because you must be preserved in yourself, but because of his plan. Because of his plan. For some people, I spoke to your hearts. For some, maybe I shouted. I apologize, I think. But if this is the word for the Lord for you, rise to your feet. Listen, what exactly is God's plan? That men be saved. Ministry is the heart of the Lord. That men be saved. And ministry is not just the pulpit. It's not just platforms. Who is going to get saved on your account next year? Who are you going to take up in your place of prayer next year? What courses of the Lord are you going to give consistently to next year? I want to say this. Listen, the Bible says Cornelius was on his own, but an angel appeared and said, your almsgiving have appeared unto the Lord as an incense. His giving have come to the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says that thanksgiving arose to the Lord because the saints gave. What cause, whose thanks is going to rise to the Lord because of you? What of your life is going to rise to the Lord as incense? On this word we've heard, pray in the spirit for a little bit. If you need to repent, if you need to talk to the Lord, if you need to repent, if you need to talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Nelson Hagon Ministries is a mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/Nelson Hagon. And for contact details, follow on Instagram @Nelson Hagon. God bless you.